Saturday starts another broadcasting season of Detroit Tigers baseball. First spring training game. It's a 1 o'clock broadcast on 790 News Radio WSGW. We continue to get spring training news, and I've got a couple of the notes. Now, some of this stuff is from not just from yesterday. I think even one of these kind of relates to even some of the first workouts that were going last week, but it has to do with the Tigers' young pitchers that are in camp along with the veterans. Tigers pitching coach Rick Anderson. This was another Jeff Seidel who's following the Tigers for the Free Press. Had a concise, emphatic, one-word assessment of the pitchers in the organization after a recent workout. Wow!
All right.
That was Rick Anderson. As a lot of them were just throwing their early bullpen sessions and some of the early batting practice and things like that. And he was talking about both veterans and the young guys. He said, wow, when veteran Matt Boyd, still with the Tigers, at least at this time, he finished a 30-pitch bullpen session by snapping off some curveballs.
Wow.
Then up stepped Matt Manning, the 17th-ranked prospect, according to Baseball America, in the minors. That's not in the Tigers organization. That's in the entire minors.
Yeah.
17th yep. prospect. Manning says, I felt good. I thought it was a good pen. I was in the zone. I'd say it was successful. The Tigers are enjoying having the veterans and the prospects together. As Rick Anderson, the pitching coach, says, the veterans working with the prospects, because it can help the prospects learn from the veterans, and it can sometimes jolt the veterans into reality, saying, whoa, the future is right here, and if I want to keep my job.
That's a good point.
We'll see how that works. Also getting some work was Tariq Skubal, who, by the way, is the 34th-ranked prospect in Baseball America. He's got an old-fashioned high leg kick. Haven't seen that yet. Love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could be a little disruptive to hitters if it's successful. You don't want that pitcher's leg suddenly coming out of the air, and that's all you see. And then suddenly, boom, especially at 6 foot three, by the time he gets that leg down,
right,
at 60 feet 6 inches has been relegated to 56 feet.
I believe he is pitching this Friday when the Tigers take on, what is it, Southeastern Florida, A&M?
The college game they play before they actually start the Grapefruit League season. Yeah, exactly. He is scheduled to start first. And Daniel Norris, who's confounded Tigers fans for many years. He's had pitching brilliance, and then he's just been pitching pedestrian.
Yep.
Though it says here he's added another layer of muscle, and he's already throwing near 90, where last year in spring training he was only at the mid-80s. So he's
Wow. So he'll pitch more like a baseball player rather than a pedestrian.
Well, we hope so. Then there's Casey Mize.
The big draft pick.
Who, by the way, is ranked 13th by Baseball America. So look at that. You've got the 13th Casey Mize. You've got Manning at 17 and Tariq Skubal 34.
Hmm.
Three Tigers pitchers in the top 35 in all of the baseball minor leagues.
Yeah, and the Tigers are still predicted to lose.
Well, that's because they're going to start the season in AAA. Yeah, but, you know,
I don't think some of them will last very long at AAA.
We hope not. We hope they're up in the big leagues. Of course,
Mize in particular.
Yeah, you know, minor league pitching does not necessarily mean major league reality. It has for many pitchers, but, you know, you still got to prove yourself. But one of the great things about Casey Mize is, according to catcher Eric Haas, our new catcher, he says, it looks like he belongs here. He has the demeanor to go along with his arsenal.
Oh.
Which, for a lot of pitchers,
maybe he'll be up. Maybe they'll bring him up.
At some point, they will. You're going to get either Matt Manning, there's Nick Fajardo, which we haven't even mentioned.
Yeah, that's right, Fajardo.
You know, these guys have got to get a chance to throw this year. Even if they get hammered, no big deal. They got to get some experience, at least excite the fans a little bit.
And there's still hope out there that other guys like Spencer Turnbull can turn in a decent year as well.
Yep.
You know, and hopefully if...
But you know, last year
the injury, the guy, the
what's his name?
Yeah,
how soon we forget?
Gosh, because he's been a star rookie of the year and everything else. Holy cow! How do we all blank out on his name?
Who's the president of Mexico?
that's right.
People do blank out.
Michael Fulmer.
Yeah.
All right. Obrado, right?
Our
is the Mexican?
You know,
president.
I don't think the starters were that bad a problem last year. Bullpen was a problem. And, you know, that's where we need the shoring.
And not hitting.
Then there was the offense that was a problem.
Well, but I'm talking about...
And some defense that was... I understand. Tigers baseball starts this Saturday on WSW 790 AM, 1 o'clock for that first spring training broadcast.